WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News characterizes Pennsylvania as leaning towards former President Donald Trump, who currently has 246 electoral votes to Vice President Harris's 194. Americans will not be hearing from Harris tonight, CBS's Matt Piper reports.
With many in the audience at Howard University, co-chair of the Harris campaign, Cedric Richmond, said this just before 1 a.m.
We still have votes to count. We still have states that have not been called yet. We will continue overnight to fight to make sure that every vote is counted.
He said Harris would not address the crowd, but will speak Wednesday. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Trump supporters are still at his headquarters in West Palm Beach, Florida, and word is he's now in the building. Earlier, there were raucous cheers when it was projected that Trump wins Georgia. CBS News projects that Republicans will take control of the U.S. Senate in the congressional term. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Sherrod Brown, a resilient Democrat in Ohio, had strong labor support, had strong backing in the three Sea Cities of Ohio, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. After three terms, we project he has lost to Bernie Moreno, the Republican businessman from Ohio. That's one seat lost from the Democrats. West Virginia was an uphill fight from the jump. The Republican governor, Jim Justice, served two terms in Charleston, projected as an overwhelming winner over Glenn Elliott. That's the seat vacated by the retiring Joe Manchin. There's two.
CBS News projects Republican Senator Pete Ricketts wins the U.S. Senate special election in Nebraska, defeating Democratic challenger Preston Love. And Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff is projected to win election to the U.S. Senate from California, defeating Republican opponent Steve Garvey. CBS News projects a decisive re-election win for Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson to keep his seat in the House, where the speaker tells supporters,
"It's going to be a good night, and I think ultimately, I believe that God's not done with America yet. I think he's going to give us another chance. That's what I believe."
Not enough of the